Warning, what follows is a story of monsters, madness, and mayhem. My name is the Nicholas.
My name is the Zachary.
And welcome to We're in Feared, a barely educational podcast about global folklore that aims to enlighten, entertain, and expand your world. Now, starting the podcast off with you holding a hatchet is very impressive.
Yeah, it's just sitting here, so.
Well, I mean, sometimes you just need a hatchet. You never know.
When don't you need a hatchet?
Well, you never know when there's going to be an alien outside the door you got to throw a hatchet at.
Correct.
I mean, if you saw an alien outside your window, one, I know you'd be terrified. You would not like that. But two, if you had the hatchet by you and he started to run away, would you try to throw it at him?
Yeet.
He'd be like, no yeet. And then he might get hit. And then you've killed an extraterrestrial creature. Or it's just your neighbor Dave in a costume and now he's dead. Yeah. And you're like, well, in my defense, I did in fact think.
Trespassing.
He was an alien. And actually, now he's a criminal. Yeah. Not only is he criminal. Defend my castle doctrine. You threw a hatchet at him. Yes, I did. He was running away. Hit him in the back.
You don't think they had axes in castles?
Yeah, they literally did. And maybe he was still on my property, so still invading my territory. Your territory? He was running away. Hey. It's like, so you guys got his body, right? Can I have my hatchet? Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, in this hypothetical story, you changed a man's life by murdering him because he was dressed as an alien.
That's changing, I guess.
It is change. But another thing that involves change is eclipse season. There is an eclipse coming.
I've heard about that.
April 8th. Eclipses generally represent changing of the things. And especially if you think about magic, Aries season. And also there's like a Mercury retrograde going on as far as magic goes. It's a wild time as far as space goes right now. I just want you to know that.
Yellow Gatorade?
Yellow. I mean, everything's in Gatorade right now. Yep. It's just insane. So communication issues are a problem. Technological issues are a problem. And Aries is a thing, so then you might be feeling hot inside, like you just fire. It's like maybe if you're going to like say, you know, like if somebody at work like makes you mad, maybe just like take a second to think about what you're saying. Or just like pause and not say anything. Or relationship-wise, again, just magic stuff. But the eclipses themselves bring change. Metamorphosizing, you know, certain things might even return. This also has to do with just like what's going on with like magic stuff. Opportunities may return that you may not have gotten before. Familiar things. But it's all just like, this is the very, you know, very condensed, you know, magic talk. But the eclipse is coming and it means change in many aspects of your life, perhaps. Good, bad. Doesn't have to be bad. Just means, you know, opportunities,
change.
Yeah, secrets revealed type stuff. You know, it's gonna be a big deal for any number of people. Change. But the moon.
The moon changes.
Now, if you're someone listening who maybe doesn't deal with the magic, many of the things that I said are rapid fire might seem a little ridiculous or crazy.
I got the Gatorade part.
The Gatorade part you did get, which is good. But many people have believed some insane things about the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And by proxy, space in general. So I was thinking eclipse is coming. Moon is coming. It's always coming. The moon is coming. It's a sentence I said. That's just what I said. I'm going to take a drink after that because that's just nuts. That's just nuts.
All right.
Okay.
That is nuts.
All right.
Watch out. The moon is coming.
That's too much nuts talk. Up there, I said the moon is coming. This is insane. This is getting wild. So, actually, you know, bear with me for just a cute little second here. Because I got a thing. If this loads. About, you know, the eclipse and the moon and the changing.
The shirt I'm wearing, the band has a pretty awesome song called Eclipse of the Dual Moon.
See, well, that's very appropriate. I mean, here we go. All right, this is just a quick little, again, as far as this little cutie comes from thecut.com. And this just talks about the eclipse. But what I want to get into, you know, we got lunar nodes. Those are important. The moon transforms in its solar eclipses. So what does that mean for me? Quote, well, the transformative power of eclipses can certainly be intimidating. After all, they're associated with literal destiny. Lunar eclipses are also incredible periods of discovery, breakthroughs, and integration. Under this enchanted sky, new pathways open. Brilliant ideas emerge, and the truth, the good, the bad, and ugly is revealed.
Hey, I've seen that movie.
Was it like the Wild West in space?
Yeah.
Is that what it was about?
Like, I hope so.
Like a space colony, like a lunar colony?
I'd watch that.
Me too. Cowboys in space?
Yeah.
Cowboys. Would they be like in a space station or like a biodome on the moon? Like, you know what I mean? Like, would they be living in like a...
I like the idea of combining with the movie Biodome.
So it's like a biodome on space, but there's cowboys and it's...
Brendan Fraser.
That's good.
Or, no, Pauly Shore. Yeah, Brendan Fraser? No.
Yeah, Pauly Shore was in Biodome.
Yeah.
You know, he was in Biodome.
Yeah.
But as far as that eclipse goes, we will receive pivotal information about the most meaningful circumstances in our lives. And then it says you can, you know, act accordingly.
Okay.
Talks about personal freedoms, because that's Aries, because we're in Aries season. So again, you're feeling hot. It gets hot.
I'm hot.
And I mean, as this lunar eclipse occurs on the Aries-Libra axis, we got stuff like autonomy, partnership, independence. All these things, you know, relationships, collaborations, partnerships, contracts, all these things, balancing, equilibriums, discussions, all these types of things could be going on right now as far as that goes. That is the magic talk that I alluded to earlier.
Okay. I'm not going to lie, I'm more confused now.
That's fine.
Okay.
The idea is all that stuff based on what's going on in those stars, you know, could be, you know, re-listen when you go through this guy again. I went through it fast, but like those are the kind of things that could possibly come up, you know, dealing with different collaborations, communications, you know, because Aries opportunities present themselves.
Okay.
So that's a cool thing. Of course, if you get too hot because of the Mercury retrograde, shit can get wild. Because communication is a thing. I've had, literally during this nonsense, I was saving a bunch of files to my iPad, which is just a thing I do to put it on to a SD card to take it into a place and get my prints printed.
Okay.
I was doing this for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, every file is gone except one. And it's like USB-C, then a bunch of little squiggly things I've never seen before in my life. And it's dated 12/31/69. Like,
what the
fuck? I can't open the file. It's corrupted and all my files are gone. I did nothing different.
Huh.
That's weird shit that can happen during a Mercury retrograde.
Okay.
Just so you know. But to your point that you're even more confused.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people believe crazy things about the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of...
Lunatics.
Again, that's where it comes from, obviously, which is so wild.
It is pretty wild.
Because the moon, again, allegedly can make you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Working many years in retail, I find this to be true. A lot more crazier questions were asked. A lot of people were just being more, not like, you know, there's like normal behavior, but there's like out of the blue questions, random things you never get asked. One time when I was working in an establishment that may or may not have sold eyeglasses, a gentleman came up to me and asked me all these lens specifications that no one has ever asked for or needs to order glasses. He's like, yeah, what material? What's the density? I'm like, what? I was like, dude, they cost like $300. You want them or not?
What's the density of the plastic?
Stuff like that. Well, where's the labs at?
What's the angle of the nose thingy?
Basically, stuff like that. Or what kind of frame is this made of titanium or is it nickel alloy? He didn't ask that question, but that's the tone of the questions. So I was like, what?
Weird.
I was like, dude, I'm here for 6 more hours. Is this how we're going to start the day? Okay.
I'm going to go home. I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, I mean, you got that time off. Sometimes it's fun just to, take some time off. So I was cruising around the internet, you know, the proverbial internet, World Wide Web, if you will.
Cruising the wide web.
And I came across just a few articles, two in particular, that one is from history.com. So, you know, I think that's the History Channel. It certainly is.
So.
Certainly is. And this cutie, this little cutie patootie, had a little list of crazy things people have believed about the moon. Some things, you know, you expect. We talked about one of them. The moon can make people crazy.
Mm-hmm. People can make people werewolves.
Can make them werewolves. That's true if you have, you know, a family history of lycanthropy, or you were bitten by a werewolf, the moon will affect you. You will become a monster. You better have a cage in your house to contain yourself.
Yeah.
You better not be one of those wild werewolves you hear about who just runs off. Some guy's like watching TV and he just doesn't care, and all of a sudden he's busting through his front window, killing his neighbor. He wakes up and he's got Daryl in his guts, naked in the woods. That sucks.
Yeah.
But then I get to things like, this was number 4 on their list. The moon is a hollow spacecraft. I'm like, oh, interesting. Okay.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Because it's just like, you guys know it's just like a body in space. It's a rock. Oh, JFK is trying to talk to me.
The JFK.
He's sending me a message. Just kidding. It's a YouTube video in the article talking about Soviets and the moon.
No, I've heard the spacecraft theory before. I don't remember exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But it's like an abandoned spacecraft or something, right?
Kind of. I guess it goes back to like a...
station.
Some H.G. Wells
That's no moon.
Stories. Yeah. Which his story, The First Men of the Moon, which is about, you know, a hollow moon, aliens live inside of it, and then it goes on to talk about... two Soviet scientists who just thought it was like a shell, like alien spacecraft. Yeah. Built by, constructed by aliens because they're super smart. So they just built a spacecraft and parked it above the Earth and now just orbits and affects our tides. It's a pretty big fucking spaceship. I mean, is it some kind of Dyson sphere?
Space station.
Space station. Yeah. Is it like a Dyson sphere? Like, what is that?
It's like a Death Star.
It's, yeah. Cool. I mean, in the television show from the 90s, Transformers Beast Wars, there were Maximals and Predacons go back in time. Some Transformers talk. They land in a mysterious place, but it can't possibly be Earth. There's two moons in the sky. And then you find out one of the moons is a planet killer, and its purpose is to ignite all the energon on Earth to wipe out all life, a clean slate. Anyways, The moon. What if that was just the moon right now?
Might be
waiting to activate and wipe out all of humanity.
We'll find out in a couple of days.
God, I think we might find out. We might find out soon. I don't know, man. The Earth is fine, okay? Don't worry about it. Earth and the human race are doing fine and great. Everybody's happy. Everybody's living their best life.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm not worried about anything.
You shouldn't be, because it's fine. Obviously, people, I'm not going to talk about it because it's a whole fucking side story, but I'll mention it. Do we land on the moon? I think we did, guys. I think we made it there. Then we just stopped prioritizing space and decided not to go to the moon anymore.
Really? Been there, done that. Yep. It's a big rock.
Have you ever dabbled in the television show? Dang It.
Nope.
You never watched Dang It?
No.
It's not one of your favorite shows? One of your favorite Hulu sitcoms?
No.
Dang It.
You got a synopsis? Hit me with it.
No, I know the synopsis. I'm just trying to think of the
name of the show?
Yeah, For All Mankind.
For All Mankind?
The Apple Plus show.
No.
Where, you know what it's about?
Nope.
Soviets get the moon first. And it's an alternate history show that goes forward into American history.
Interesting.
It's wild shit. Because what happens if the Soviets get to the moon first? Well, then all of a sudden America doesn't care about getting to the moon. We have to go to Mars, duh. So the space race becomes this hyperinflated. It's just insane. Because what we do as Americans is we just move the goalposts. Ah, it didn't matter. It's just the moon.
Yeah.
Mars. Who's going to build the first space station on the moon?
We're going to the moon on Saturn.
Right. And it's like, who... Sorry, my phone just got a little crazy. Or who's going to like build a space station? And it deals with America. It's a great show for all mankind. I would suggest dabbling in it. But speaking of moon bases, people thought the Nazis had a moon base on the moon. Harkening back to, I mean, just World War II talk that we had last episode. That with all the rockets they were building, did they just launch and build a secret space station on the moon?
Well, we did steal Wernher von Braun. We did. And he did pretty much...
Guess who's a character in...
Get NASA.
Guess who's a character in For All Mankind.
Did the Russians get him instead?
No, we got him.
Oh.
Yeah. But he's a character, just to, you know.
I mean, he's basically...
Right.
NASA.
He was, yeah. He was the director.
He's also a Nazi.
But. Correct. That's a fun little plot thing in the show, too.
Yep. On our show or that show?
Every show.
Yeah, every show.
Nah, no spoilers, but things play out differently in the different universes, ours and the fictional television show.
Okay.
All right. So, now, and I think we talked about, you know, before, when we had a previous, like, moon episode, because every once in a while they pop up, but the eclipse got me thinking about the moon again. You know, entire civilization that lives inside the moon of like bat-like alien creatures.
No.
You don't remember this? Let me see if I can find it real quick.
No.
If this search takes too long, just cut it out. But let me see.
My mind just goes to the Moonanites from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I mean, that's a good place for it to go.
Yep.
Secret society on the moon. So there's like a newspaper article. And then people thought, like, it was real, I think.
No one can stop the quad laser.
No one can stop the quad laser. People living inside the moon? Maybe I'll do that. I mean, we've already talked about, like, aliens inside the moon.
Well, I've also heard there's, like, a secret space base on the dark side of the moon. Maybe that's where the Nazis are. Who knows?
There's just Nazis still living up there on the moon.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, we're just going to stay up here. If you go back to Earth, that might be a problem. We live on the moon now.
Yeah. Dark Side of the Moon. Also a great record still.
Dark of the Moon. A nice Transformers movie I enjoyed. Hmm. Where the Autobot Ark crashed. Awakened Sentinel Prime. He was inside and they found him. He's voiced by Spock. He was a bad guy. Spoilers.
Dang.
He sided with Megatron.
I'm not watching it now.
You should, because it's great. That's the one that Chicago gets fucking annihilated. Decepticons are vaporizing humans in the street. So, boom, they just, oh my God. They're laughing as they're doing it. It's nuts.
All right, I'm back in.
All right. I just remember there was this newspaper article, and this is just, again, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Aliens living in the moon. What was it? Ah, well, if I don't find it, I'll find it. It's still a big deal. Aliens in the moon. Aliens being in the moon. Exposes alien tracks on the moon. Museum of Flight. What? That's insane. I'm going to click it because I'm having fun. Allow cookies? Get out of here.
No cookies. No mercy.
Interesting, because this was this was on my birthday in 2018. Museumofflight.com. December 21st, the museum opens Lunar Focus, a 21st century photography exhibit. And it shows a bunch of different... is this just the press release? It says new photo exhibit exposed to alien tracks on the moon. Yeah, and then the experience will be blah, blah, blah. I wonder how that played out for everybody. Why would it start the article like this and then not give me anything else? How goofy and bizarre. Whatever. The point is, people keep telling stories about people who live on the moon. Or at least they had for a long time. Before we even went to space, people kept telling these stories. Like the 1800s, you know, like H.G. Wells or then Jules Verne. You know, all these old stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because space is a wild place. And when it comes to space, we go to space.com.
Space has got its own website?
Man, you... What do you think is on it?
Porn.
Yeah, it's probably just... it's just watch stars intermingling with other stars. The moon's like, yes. Yeah,
watch this big bang.
I almost spit. That was crazy. You want to see a big bang? I'll create a universe for you. Oh, my God. What on earth? It's nuts. This one got
check out this pillar of the universe.
It's... well, you know, don't get me too excited. You want to take a look at my... Never mind. Nope. No. I'm not going to say Milky Way Galaxy. It's nuts. It just keeps getting crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just unbuckle my asteroid belt? Put it back on, sir. Put it back on. This is inappropriate space. Oh, what are you peeking at, Uranus? No, I'm peeking at my anus. Wait, what?
So,
excuse me? Yeah. Space, you need to go home.
Go home, space.
But I'm everywhere. I'm literally... Don't moon me. All right, that's enough. That's too much. This one was new to me. Because I dabble. On space.com, this was like, you know, this is like debunked conspiracies. Planet 9 will kill us.
Pluto?
I don't know.
Or the other one.
Have you heard of
Beyond It?
Let's find it. In April 2016, this came from the New York Post, which, you know, quote, a newly discovered planet could destroy Earth as soon as this month. Well, it didn't happen.
Are you sure?
In 2016? So are we just... Planet 9. Well, it's a theoretical planet at the edge of the solar system. And then there was a video in this article that I don't care enough to click. Also claimed that the new planet would be throwing all sorts of asteroids and comets at Earth.
Just hucking them.
Just whipping, just chucking.
Just doing a drive-by.
Oh, it's my God.
Chucking asteroids.
A planetary drive-by?
Yeah.
Whoa! We almost caught a stray. From what, Planet 9?
Mars is hit.
It's down. Mars needs help. It sure fucked up those Nazis on the dark side of the moon, though. Oh, yeah, they're annihilated now. Planet 9 knew what it was doing there.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, interesting timing. Although the planet's existence has not been confirmed. Oh, for God's sakes. Yeah, you think? But they are looking... They're trying to look for explanations for some objects in the icy, you know, Kuiper Belt.
Yeah, no, I've heard about this. It's like a theory that there's a distant planet with like an extremely large orbit. Pluto and stuff, and
it's like tickling us. Is it?
It's basically like at the edge of like the gravity well of the sun.
Okay,
from my understanding.
Let's take a little trip here. Yeah, still sticking with space.com. But yeah, they say that Planet 9 theories about the hypothetical planet. A massive ice giant may be traveling through the outer solar system. A stub Planet 9, the hypothetical world, was proposed to exist after scientists noticed that a handful of objects beyond Pluto had been shaken up in unusual orbits. So they kept looking for it. And then, quote, it's not crazy. This is the kind of stuff people are finding all the time, quote, co-discoverer Mike Brown from California Institute of Technology.
I think he needs to pump his brakes on all the time.
What do you mean? Every single day, people keep finding planets.
Yeah, what?
People have only looked through the stars for all of their existence.
Well, there's a planet. I just discovered another planet, too.
This is Planet 37.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Is that a planet? Well, I mean... Pluto's out, though. Fuck Pluto. But we found 37 other planets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. and there's not just a whole thing, and especially once, you know, telescopes were invented. Just all the time. All the time is a bull. Is that's a lot, though.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to process. Yeah. But it goes on to talk about the unseen planet, and then, you know, it goes on to also talk about just, you know, things being affected by a massive body in space that they can't really identify. They try to look at the strange orbits. Yeah, and then they trace the possible orbit of the unseen giant to create the observed disturbances. They mapped an orbit that comes as close as 200 astronomical units from the sun and travel as far away. These measurements, I'm sorry, they don't mean anything to me. I don't know how far an astronomical unit is.
I blacked out, so.
Yeah, it's all right. It happens. Oh, it just tells me. That's nice. It answered my question. 1 AU is the distance from Earth to the sun. About 93
I actually knew that.
Million miles. So, 200 times 93 million. Holy hell.
That's like 200 times 93 million.
It's a lot. It's almost exactly like that. That's a lot. Yeah, a lot of people don't believe that, but, you know, so I'm just going to kind of spitball here. What if it's not like a giant shit? What if that's the giant alien structure that's made existing?
The one that's orbiting
the universe, basically orbiting our galaxy, that's fucking up just in the outskirts?
Could be.
I mean, this is just a quote from the article. Quote, I think it's really intriguing. Yeah. I think so. That's intriguing, for sure.
I think so, too.
Yeah, so then you want to talk about how the planet could have, you know, might be a scattered gas giant. You know. Wild shit. Planet 9. Hadn't really thought about that until I was, you know, just looking up space shit.
Weren't they calling it Planet X for a while, too?
I heard Planet X.
Always made me think back to, like, Ninja Turtles back in the day.
Dimension X, yeah.
Yeah.
I always think about, when I hear Planet X or X as a, you know, space and not a fucking social media thing. Stupid. I believe Ghidra came from Planet X. Godzilla. I think Planet X was a huge thing in Godzilla, too, back in the day. King, or Ghidra, Ghidorah, flying in. That's when the spacemen came that just looked like humans in, like, silver suits. It's good shit.
Yep.
What do you think? Do you think Area 51? That's, like, Earth shit, but, like, whatever. Do you think they're researching aliens in Area 51?
They're doing something weird.
Yeah, well, speaking of planets and space and weirdness, this was number 6 on their list. There is a killer planet known as Nibiru.
I've heard of that.
What do you know about it?
What
do you remember?
I don't recall. Maybe I'm blending in things that I thought was Planet 9 or whatever, too, with that.
Well, I mentioned this one in purpose because those things kind of like they go together. The article says, quote, conspiracy theorists say another dangerous planet is Nibiru, which was first mentioned in the 1976 book The 12th Planet by Zechariah Sitchin. In the book, yeah. Sitchin translated ancient Sumerian cuneiform and claimed that the text is proof of a planet beyond Neptune called Nibiru that orbits the sun every 3,600 years. All right, Zach. What do you think about that?
I'm thinking I definitely am blending things that I've known about other planets all into one in my head.
Maybe Sumeria is just on my mind because it's offhand mentioned in Ghostbusters about Gozer being a Sumerian Babylonian god.
Gozer is also the exorcist demon. I can't think of what it is right now. It's like the fourth wind or something like that, though. It might be Gozer, too, for all I know.
Maybe. The Gozer demon, the exorcist was Gozer? I thought it was a different name. What's the exorcist?
It could be.
I don't know. Because my phone's got this article pulled up. You want to just check that out for us real quick? Because, I mean, we're talking about space, but who says we can't just hang out and talk about demons?
We can always talk about demons.
I mean, demons are great. Ah, well.
Pazuzu.
To talk about. Pazuzu, yeah. That makes sense. That sounds better.
Yeah, no, that is right. But same idea.
Gozer came to Earth as the
demon puffed, of the wind.
Stay puffed marshmallow man. This didn't happen, but there was a self-proclaimed psychic Nancy leader. Well, she's talking about, you know, well, how do you think she found out that Nibiru would collide with Earth in 2003? How do you think she found out about this?
She called it.
Nah, she didn't do that. She's a psychic, so what do you think happened?
Psychically called it.
No, she talked to aliens.
So she called somebody riding on it.
Yeah, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? She called the friend, and it was an extraterrestrial who's like, Nibiru's coming, 2003! And, you know, like with any doomsday scenario, when that didn't happen, we bumped it to 2012. And I mean, 2000, maybe let's do that since it's been so long. And it was supposed to happen on my birthday.
I know, we had a party.
We did the Extinction Tour. It was great. 2000, you know.
Yeah, I played live at that.
You did. You yeah. did, for sure. You played twice.
Yeah.
You did. You opened and closed.
House drummer.
You opened and closed the show. Yeah, did you? Yeah, you opened and closed the show. Yeah.
Man, that was fucking 12 years ago.
It was wild. Yeah, we can't. Time is not great to think about. That's wild. So long ago. But I wonder what other 2012 like doomsday predictions were actually supposed to happen, because that's what happened with any doomsday prediction. It just keeps kicking the can down the road. You know, any cult or any idea. It didn't happen then. Maybe do a whole episode on just Y2K. Better turn off your computer, otherwise you're fucked. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We didn't have computers in the house in Y2K, so we didn't care.
Yeah, I think we'll be safe. We're living analog. We'll be all right. Mm-hmm. But, okay. And this is, I don't know if this is the last one, because I was just going nuts with these, and I just wanted to be surprised that I read in the moment so I could honestly react, because some of this stuff is nuts. Like the moon, Iapetus, excuse you. What? Iapetus. Iapetus. Iapetus? Iapetus?
Iapetus.
Okay. Right. Iapetus, Iapetus. Well, this one is the moon. The moon Iapetus is an alien death star.
Hell yeah, it is.
It's the moon of Saturn. And it looks, they say it looks like the Death Star. It's got a large crater on it that, you know, might in fact resemble a
planet-destroying weapon.
Correct. It destroys, it says it, quote, destroys entire worlds with its outrageously powerful laser. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, it was a May 2016 Daily Mail article that claimed Iapetus is an artificial object crafted by aliens. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? Want to go nuts?
Yeah.
Go to the Daily Mail. Go to the source on this bad boy. Because what on earth made them think about, oh shit, that does kind of look close. I don't know if you can tell from across the table, but like it seemed to have like a ring on it.
Let me see.
Oh God. If you can see the, you know, oh shit.
Oh shit.
Oh God.
That was Death Star 2. It was compared next to
it though. Was, which is strange because it's a fully round thing and that's, you know, whatever. Also, and this article says that experts aren't exactly sure how Saturn's moon Iapetus formed, but one Martian researcher, wasn't it, do you think he's a Martian that's researching this?
That's what it sounds like when
exactly
you say that.
Exactly what it sounds like. Like, what? Yeah, it was made from scratch by an alien civilization. Now, you like to have fun.
I do.
And I like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's having too much fun. You can't just say these things.
I'm a Martian. And I think that was built from scratch.
You just can't do that.
What are you, the fun police?
I mean, I am not the fun police, but I'm just saying, I'm just saying,
I'm just saying, shut it down.
You're not going to get a ticket. I'm just showing up to the party and being like, yeah, turn the speaker down.
Yeah.
It's just a little too loud, guys. It's a little too loud. You might be getting some noise complaints. There was no noise complaints. I just drove by and showed up and was like, guys, you got to turn this down.
So you're just the buzzkill police.
I mean, come on, guys. You just think it was built by aliens and it's the Death Star?
Yeah.
That's a lot to handle.
Yeah.
In 3 weeks, IPEDA shoots us and I'm like, fuck. I'm stupid.
Aged like milk right there.
Oh, God, nasty. Oh, jeez. Because it's just, I know I'm not, okay. What is the conspiracy theory for IAPETUS? Conspiracy theorists claim IAPETUS has the same line stretching around its equator and massive crater on top as the Death Star from Star Wars and might have been the inspiration.
Luke Skywalker can just fly down the trench run of IAPETUS.
You've seen Rogue One. There's just a button. You just got to shoot the reactor. You're done. Mm-hmm. Just shoot it. Tyler from Secure Team, I don't know what that is, and I don't really want to look it up, suggests the moon is actually an artificial object of two separate pieces
Were once
welded together. It's two kinds of cheese.
Melted together.
And it's going to destroy us all, and I'm from Mars. What is happening? Are you serious? It's just other angles of IAPETUS suggest it is not circular like all the other moons, but forms a hexagon shape as Terminator lines from these razor-sharp right angles. More evidence, Tyler says, proves it's an artificial object. I just don't know how we can claim these things are as...
Who's Tyler? And why are we caring what he thinks?
Tyler is... I can't believe you're dismissing Tyler like this. That's very offensive. He might be from Mars.
What does he know about Saturn then, though?
Literally, like, stick to your own planet, dude.
Yeah.
What would someone from Saturn be called? Saturnalian?
Probably.
I don't mean, like, alien. I just mean, like, Saturnalia and then, like
Saturn. The festival?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, Saturn's a fucking party, dude.
Yeah.
Those rings, man. Getting crazy.
Do you think everybody that lived in... Mm-hmm. on Saturn would be like very into hula hooping?
I think so.
Probably. Like, look, I'm the planet.
Yeah, hey, look, I'm where I live. This is my place. This is my time.
Yeah.
Never mind. I was trying to think of like a marriage joke for Saturn. Because the universe is like, if you love it, put a ring on it. Hey, you're Saturn. Hey, just fall in love. It's mine. And then people are like, these Saturnalians, they just love their fucking planet. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tyler's from Secure Team, and I'm not looking up what Secure Team means. I don't know what kind of organization that is, but now there's a link to Secure Team, so I might as well click it. Oh, it's a YouTube video. No, boo! I ain't doing that. IAPETUS has been called the yin-yang moon, as it has a light and dark face that creates a contrast on the surface. I don't know. I just don't. What? Now they're talking about people who believe in conspiracy theories. Stress, like what they have in common. Stress, low self-esteem, narcissism. There's a whole bunch of things in here that I'm not going to read, but that's wild. However, quote, low self-esteem, narcissism, and belief in conspiracies are strongly linked. It is not clear that one or a combination causes the other, but it hints at an interesting new angle to the world of conspiracy and those who reinforce their beliefs. So you mean to tell me somebody who thinks highly of themselves
has low self-esteem?
But also, well, that's, no, yeah, they think so little of themselves, they overcompensate and are obsessed with themselves. And then they would believe anything they think would be true. I mean, I can see this all happening. That's... Because if their idea was wrong, then they would have to admit they, you know, it's a whole thing. Hmm. All right. Do you know about Saturn's hexagon?
No.
Well, it's got one. And looking at it makes me feel uncomfortable because I feel like Saturn doesn't want me to see this.
Hmm.
It's got like a hexagon at the top. Or on the end.
It's like a bald spot, kind of.
Yeah, it's very...
But like a hexagon.
Saturn's very sensitive about that. The Saturnalians, when they're doing their hula hooping, they don't do that. They don't talk about that.
Yeah.
They wear hats. Because they're like, we don't talk about this.
Actually, I feel like I did see that recently.
Really?
That had a hexagon.
Well, is it just like a natural formation on Saturn, or is it like alien technology?
Oh, it's definitely alien technology.
That's what people think.
No, I think it was like a gravity doing its thing.
Well, people have lots of things, though. Quote, you know, it may have been, you know, this isn't the quote, I'm summing up the quote. Could be alien technology connected, or perhaps, quote, even was a gateway to hell.
Okay, back in.
Back to demons. Or it could just be a weird hurricane in Saturn's pole, since, you know, those things happen all the time up there. Hmm. Yeah, so, you know, it's...
That's what the demons want you to think.
Yeah, that is what the demons want us to think. Let's see what's going on. Let's see. Had you ever heard of this one? The moon will turn green.
No, I haven't heard of that one.
In spring 2016, there was a rumor that the moon would turn green because several planets had aligned and caused an eerie glow, according to Earth Sky. What?
I don't think it ever did.
No,
I
don't
feel
think
like I would have remembered that.
I love looking back at these older articles.
I did see it
probably
two full moons ago.
What?
It just looks super red.
Oh,
night.
Red. Red is like, that's a normal, that's scary, but normal.
Yeah, but it looked like red, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it was, maybe I'm thinking of the same thing you're thinking of. It was like blood red for, you know, a while ago. It was blood red, really red. Not too far.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Yeah, no. Let's see. He pointed out that a full moon actually took place on April 22nd, 2016, and speculated that the April 20 date, because that's when it was supposed to turn green. Again, why would it turn green on April 20th? It's only 420.
420, let's go.
Time it. The moon is...
The moon likes to blaze it.
The moon is... I mean, it's high. It's in the sky. Can't get higher. It's in space.
Can't get much higher than
it's
that.
It's so high, it's in space.
Yeah.
Quote, I'll tell you what the conspiracy is after I read this description. If you ever wanted to leap into the sky and soar like Superman, this hoax is for you. In late 2014, early 2015, this is just making me realize how long time is, because this just feels like 2 years ago.
It is 2 years ago.
2015?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Not close to 10. No. A widely shared story claimed, and I was around then, I don't remember this widely shared story, unless maybe you do. Claimed that on January 4th, 2015, everyone on Earth would experience weightlessness due to a rare alignment of the planets.
I don't remember that. That would have been cool.
Whoa! A doctored image of a purported tweet from NASA's Twitter account that went around on social media fooled a lot of people into believing the hoax. Nah, nobody floated that day. The article goes out of its way to say that Earth's gravity, it's too strong for people to become weightless.
No shit.
Yeah, you think? Yeah. I don't know. This one might require, I think we're probably getting close to finalizing some of these insane things, because they're just, this one might have more going on. Alien spacecraft caused a mysterious explosion.
Okay.
Quote, back in 2004, an expedition of Russian researchers worked in Siberia, and they claimed to have discovered an extraterrestrial device close to where the mysterious Tunguska explosion occurred. Scientists still aren't sure exactly what it was that blew up in the sky over Siberia in that day in 1908.
Yeah, do you know the Tunguska stuff at all?
I don't. No. So you got some Tunguska stuff.
It's just basically like a forest got leveled and nobody knew why.
It's just like it just got... There's
blown
a picture
up, basically.
Yeah, there's a picture here. It's probably that. Yeah. This is the forest just like destroyed.
Yeah.
And no one has any... A lot of weird shit seemed to happen in Russia that no one knows why or how. But, I mean, it's Russia, so they're not going to tell us, really.
Nope.
Yeah. Remains of an alien spaceship, maybe. There's a what?
I mean, that whole topic is like an episode itself.
That's probably. What I mean. That's why I'm just like, yeah. I'm not even going to dwell more on it because that would require way more attention than we're going to give it right now. But this one says there is a blank on Mars.
A bank?
A blank.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't wait to make a withdrawal. Yeah. That's where the Martian goes to get his bank.
Yeah, that's where he gets his paycheck for being a Martian.
Done. Yeah, he's like, oh,
reporter on Saturn.
Oh, geez. They just, okay, yeah, for sure. He's like, well, here's your travel miles.
Yeah.
I'll pay you. Thank you for your service. While NASA's Opportunity and Curiosity rover is regularly taking pictures of the Martian surface, viewers have the chance to check out what they're doing in almost real time. Okay, NASA puts their raw images online for the public to see, which is great because people can just look at it and make up their own stories. But over the years, some weird shapes have cropped up because, you know, it's all the way on Mars. And we're talking about in 2008. So how is cameras doing in 2008 as far as across space? I mean,
not great.
Digital, so probably not the best.
Oh, it's digital? Then not good.
I'm just guessing. I mean, because it's not like they're sending film to be, it's like it's got to be a feed somehow or just like send it, I don't know, right? So in 2008, for example, the Opportunity rover appeared to photograph a female figure. Ooh la la. Other photos have shown shapes like animals, spoons. So this is what we're talking about. You can either see a female figure, an animal, or a spoon just roaming around on Mars' surface.
Okay.
Is the female figure trying to eat an animal with a spoon?
Yes.
It's like looking at the clouds. Hey, yeah. It's a cat.
It's a female figure.
No, it's a female figure with a spoon trying to eat this animal. What's the animal? I don't know, like a cat?
Animal. I said animal.
Animal. And let's see what we got here, baby. Interesting. Do you think NASA can travel faster than light?
NASA?
NASA.
No.
Yeah. So no.
No, I think they're in Florida.
You don't believe NASA has warp travel yet? You don't think that's true?
Aren't they in Florida?
Yeah, Florida. Yeah. They come out of Florida.
So I'm going to say no. It'd be cool if they did.
Supposedly, the M drive has created years of speculation, with some breathlessly saying NASA must be on the verge of breaking the famed barrier. It's getting close. People think they're getting close to. I mean, guys, in reality, NASA's downplaying the reports. I mean, if you had a warp drive, wouldn't you downplay it? No.
If I had it, no.
You'd be like, hey,
look what I got.
You want to go to Saturn in 10 minutes? Woof. The engine in question is a prototype that is producing some interesting results, such as appearing to create thrust when there was no reason for this to happen, and thereby violating Newton's third law of motion that
it's
said...
violating a couple things.
It certainly is. That said, NASA has not yet verified the results from these tests, and the engine has not been widely discussed in peer-reviewed research. Cool. I don't know. Do you want to see? We're just having fun. Do you want to see a Lego guy in space?
A ladle guy?
Lego guy, yeah.
Oh, Lego guy.
Yeah, he's just,
yeah.
I think he's in space.
He's Canadian?
Yeah, he's Canadian.
I don't want to see that then.
Oh, shit. Which is, he doesn't have the red, white, and blue. So fuck him. Get out of here.
I guess so.
This that image I showed Zach and that no one else can see. This still has this still from a video uploaded to YouTube by Toronto 17-year-olds. He's 17 years old. You're hating on his little Lego figure? Jesus, Zach, that's rude. Zach just looked at me. 17-year-olds Matthew Ho and Asad Muhammad shows their homemade balloon launch of a Lego minifigure into the stratosphere to catch views near space.
Oh, I actually saw that already. That's funny.
Yeah.
I see too many things, apparently.
Hey, but I mean, I'm glad, though. That's fun. Just, I'm just imagining, like...
First Lego in space.
Well, I'm also thinking, like, let's just segue for a second and, like, just say Toy Story is real. Just Lego guys, like, what the fuck? He's like, well, this is fun. I'm on a balloon. Where am I going? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They have a camera on me, so I can't move.
I'm stuck here. I can't give away the game. Everything I know and love is so far below me, and there's nothing I can do. But I guess, quote, there's no way a helium balloon can get into space, according to the California Institute of Technology. I think they're the fun police, not me. And simple physics explains why. When a balloon rises into the sky, the air inside will expand in response to the dropping atmospheric pressure and eventually pop. Even Felix Baumgartner's stunning high-altitude balloon jump in 2012 was not actually from space. It's kind of like these billionaire rockets. They don't go... They're, like, just touching space. They're not really going into space.
Well, what's the terminal velocity for a sentient Lego man?
Oh, my God. I wish I knew. But from the stratosphere, which extends to roughly 31 miles. All right, so it talks about how a balloon couldn't go to space. So how this guy... Where was this guy at then? And Tam's taking interesting... So... I think they're just getting cool shots. Like, they're not quite in... You know what I mean? Like, it goes up there, but, like, they're not in space. It's a great image, though.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this Lego man's just like, ah!
Must keep smiling.
It would have been cool if they put him, like, in... There's, like, space Legos. Couldn't he been in, like, an astronaut suit? A space suit? That would have been cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now he just looks like a god. I'm in space. I'm untouchable.
I got my Canada flag.
Yeah. That Maple Leafs in space. Deal with it. America. And then we're going to jump to the final page here and see if there's anything that entices us. Because the title of this article, again, is 25 Space Conspiracies Debunked. But it's more fun to think that number 22, there's life on Venus. How do you feel about that?
For it.
This goes on to say, back in the 1970s and 1980s, the Soviet Union sent several uncrewed missions to study Venus. 10 of these Venera probes landed on the surface of Venus and were able to transmit data and images for a few minutes. What, minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Minutes before succumbing to the planet's extreme atmosphere. It goes on to talk about that they kept sending stuff like that. And they got some pictures, right? Yeah, they got some showing living objects moving around on the planet's surface. These alleged life forms on Venus are just an example of letting your mind see patterns in low-resolution data that simply aren't real. Which, yeah, if you see a low-resolution image, your brain's going to try to make it be something it's not.
Yeah, what's the... What's it called?
There's a term for it.
Pareidolia or something like that?
They had it in one of these summaries, and I just skipped by it. But yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, this topic... I remember this, though, when an asteroid was supposed to hit Earth in, like, 2015.
Yep.
Like, it was going to come close. Oh, my God, and it's going to fuck up Puerto Rico? They dealt with enough. Hurricanes, asteroids, Jesus. And then, oh boy. Well, that just hits home. And this isn't really like, it says 25 space conspiracies debunked, but this is not a space conspiracy. I take issue with this closing it out, but I suppose this is just an agenda. Climate change isn't real. That's literally Earth news, though.
Not space news. Space climate's not changing. It's just a vacuum still.
It just goes through waves. Oh, no.
It's just a vacuum.
It's the same. There's just nothing there.
Yeah.
There's just literally nothing there at all. But how is that space conspiracy? So I'm going to do something. I'm going to go into Google and type wildest space conspiracy, and I want to see If it's something, to close us out, I want something real fucking crazy. Wild space conspiracy. How Stuff Works has an article from 2024, 10 crackpot theories about space. Let's see here. What's the... seven or six? Pick a number.
Seven.
The universe is a hologram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you feel that it is, yeah. Well, the idea that everything we know is a hologram may sound bizarre. The concept is actually worthy of exploration. Goes on to say, with all the chatter about virtual reality technology these days.
Simulation theory, right?
It's just that's what I would think. But perhaps our lives aren't truly three-dimensional. Maybe we all live. Okay, buddies. We need to leave Fermilab alone. Because I don't want to make them mad or emphasize what portals are making to other dimensions. Perhaps our lives aren't truly three-dimensional. Maybe we all live inside a 2D hologram. At Fermilab in Illinois, a group of scientists is conducting experiments to find out. Would you like to know how you're conducting experiments to find out you're not living in a hologram?
Sure.
The experiment involves aiming powerful laser beams arranged in an L-shaped configuration and called a holometer. If detectors in the system see variations in brightness of the laser beams, it could potentially be due to some sort of noise or interference. Ultimately, that could mean that the universe around us has limitations in terms of the information it can store. Just as a 2D TV signal can transmit only so much data, perhaps nature itself can only provide so much data. Maybe reality itself is, in a way, already virtual, so this one's not so crackpot. After all, how do you judge a universe if it's fake by using the tools in that universe?
I don't know. That's the problem with that, I think. Unless you're trying to, like, find a glitch, I guess.
Right. Because, like, how you, like, if it's all just, like, imagine being in, like, a video game and all you have is the tools that are made around you to, like, do stuff. So, like, what can you... I don't understand.
Just spam things until you find a glitch.
Right. And then there we are. But, yeah. I wanted to just fuck around with wild things about space and see what I came up with. And I was just... The Planet Nine thing got me the most. Because I had not heard about that previously. And I was like, what? The Earth might be destroyed by mysterious... Or not destroyed. Well, maybe because it's just like... Again, we're getting drive-bys from random things in space. Planet Nine is just fucking floating around out there, manipulating things at the edges of our universe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, galaxy. The universe is everything and all things. And do you know who the universe's champion is? Your tribal chief, Roman Reigns.
Okay.
And when this episode airs, is he still a champion? WrestleMania
we'll see, I guess.
Was a week ago.
Yep.
Are we acknowledging our tribal chief at this very moment on a Monday, which would be a Monday Night Raw as far as wrestling goes? Or is the American Nightmare now your undisputed universal heavyweight champion? I don't know.
Me neither.
Wild shit. But just space, the moon, the eclipse, again, change, relationships. Reevaluate your life. Opportunities may present themselves. Magic shit. But yeah, just the moon. Moon, wild shit about the moon. You know, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any wild things to say about the moon, you can email us at weirdandfeardpodcast@gmail.com. As always, leave us a review where you can.
I think he's a dick.
Who's a dick?
The moon. That's my wild thing I've got to say.
We're closing out the show with Zach saying... The lunar body that has been Earth's friend since its inception, basically, is a huge dick.
Yeah.
You had anything to say to the dickhead upstairs?
You asked if I had anything wild to say about the moon. That's what I got. He's a dick.
Anything makes him a dick in particular?
He's just watching.
Oh, he's just like a voyeur, like a creep?
Yeah.
The moon is a dick and a creep?
Well.
Well, maybe that's the title of this episode. The moon's a dick and a creep.
Yep.
And everyone's like, why? Until they get to the very end, and then they know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, patreon.com/weirdandfeared. Support us there. Again, leave us the reviews. Instagram, Facebook. Do all those things. Above all else, remember, the moon is a creep and a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And let's stay spooky.
Yeah, stay spooky.